Trump's DHS secures deals with more than 900 police departments to help arrest criminal illegal aliens. By John Binder on September 3, 2025. President Donald Trump's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is continuing to secure deals with hundreds of local police departments and sheriff's offices to help Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents arrest criminal illegal aliens. This week, DHS announced a more than 600% increase in the agency's 287G agreements with local law enforcement agencies across American communities. The agreements allow local police to seamlessly identify criminal illegal aliens in their jails and prisons and swiftly turn them over to ICE agents for arrest and deportation. When Trump took office in January, there were just 135 police departments and sheriff's offices that had 287G agreements with ICE. Today, almost 960 law enforcement agencies have such agreements to help ICE agents arrest illegal aliens. Even more, DHS Secretary Kristi Noem announced new initiatives to entice hundreds more police departments and sheriff's offices to sign 287G agreements, mainly by reimbursing such agencies for salaries and benefits of officers helping ICE and offering quarterly monetary performance rewards. ICE Deputy Director Madison Sheehan said the initiatives are all thanks to Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill. ICE is not only supercharging our hiring, we are also multiplying partnerships with state and local law enforcement to remove the worst of the worst, including murderers, gang members, rapists, terrorists, and pedophiles from our country, Sheehan said in a statement. She continued. Thanks to the One Big Beautiful Bill, ICE launched a new reimbursement program for state and local law enforcement who partner with DHS to make America safe again. We encourage all state and local law enforcement agencies to sign a 287G agreement now. By joining forces with ICE, you're not just gaining access to these unprecedented reimbursement opportunities. You're becoming part of a national effort to ensure the safety of every American family. Emphasis added. As Breitbart News reported, former President Joe Biden's DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas sought to dismantle the 287G program while gutting immigration detention space. Mayorkas, at the time, claimed that the 287G program had a history of pernicious practices and widespread abuses. In one instance, Mayorkas forced the end of Bristol County, Massachusetts, agreement with ICE that had helped agents get custody of illegal aliens charged with attempted murder, child rape and other child sex crimes, strangulation, armed carjacking, and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, among other crimes. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.